I was thinking as they were singing that last song that Sarah needs to get back with Jeff and get that song keyed back up for us real soon, because she did a wonderful job on it, and we appreciate her and Rachel, their singing, and for everything that we do for the Lord, it's a blessing to somebody else, and it'll help them tonight. If you still have your Bibles marked at the book of John, the 16th chapter, from where we preached on Sunday morning, it's still up on my heart, and I said I had four more bookmarkers than I had time, and it still may be the case, but I'd like to go a little bit deeper into the Word of God. On Sunday, we was talking about the power of attorney that is given to us in the name of Jesus. And when I think about the name of Jesus, there is just so much power that is in that name, that when we begin to think about all that it means to each and every one of us, and that He loved us so much that He gave us by the authority to use His name to access the Father, that we might be able to receive all things that we stand in need of. And I'm not going to preach Sunday morning's message because I need to cover some more of these other areas that the Lord has laid upon our hearts. But when we think about all the power that lies within the power of attorney that God has given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and all the things that we have access to, a power of attorney is only limited to what is in that document. That document tells what you have the right to do, and once you get to the boundaries of that, that's where you have to stop. And on Sunday, we talked about salvation, how that we have the right by using His name, Jesus, to call upon Him to get to the Father, to have access to salvation. And we talked about baptism and fellowship, and also talked about healing. And tonight I'd like to share with you other thoughts that the Lord had laid upon our hearts, because if we do not know what the document says, we do not know what power that we have in our hands. And I think we are, as Christians, live below our privilege, because God has given to us through Jesus Christ so much more than what we use today. So much more than what we know about. And the Bible says, it teaches us that if we want to know more about the Lord, that we need to get into the document and begin to read about it and find out what rights and what powers that we have. Because one definition says it like this when it's talking about the power of attorney. It teaches us that all believers have full, legal, redemptive, blood-bought, promised, and family rights to use the name of Jesus. That regardless of what it is we have need of, we have that right. Because it was blood-bought for us to be able to call upon the name of Jesus. And sometimes I'll find myself, when I don't have vocabulary for anything else, and I'm in a pinch, or I'm in trouble, or I'm trying to figure something out, I'll just say, Lord, help me. Just help me. And what I'm doing is I'm exercising, not even unbeknownst even to me, I'm exercising my right to call upon the name of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, because I have the power of attorney to do so. Tonight I'd like to look at how that He says in the book of Luke in the 24th chapter, how that when we begin to use the power of attorney, that we have to have it in order even to preach the gospel in the day and time in which we live in. You cannot preach without preaching through Jesus Christ. You cannot preach, and I think I may have even said it on Sunday, you cannot preach in the name of Muhammad. You can't preach in the name of Baal. You can't preach in our Krishna. You can't preach in these other names. And I think on Sunday I said even Reverend Moon and all these many different gods that the world has. There's only one name that we can preach in and our people receive what it is that they have need of, and that's in the name of Jesus Christ. He said in His Word, He said in that the repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses to or of these things. That when we begin, and you know from messages past and years past in church, that when the preacher preaches in the name of Jesus, there is power that is in the house of God. That everyone that has a need that will be bold enough to step out can receive what it is that they have need of. And Roger, some people might think, well, Roger, that's just a blanket invitation that God can take care of all of us regardless what it is that we're going through. If I did not believe that God was able to do it, I would still be looking for a God that is able. But how many of you know tonight that God is able to take care of everything that we face in this life? And He has proven Himself to us over and over and over again. And then He also tells us that in the book of 1 Corinthians, He tells us about how that in the name of Jesus that there is power even for the judgment that is to come, that will come to our people that are lost and undone without Him today. And people that are living lives that need to be changed. He says this, and I've lost one of my markers here. Let me open it up here. I was looking for one at the top, and it's one that's at the bottom. But He said to us that in the book of 1 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, He says that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. That we, as God's people, have the power, through the name of Jesus, that Satan may destroy the body, but he is not able, if God's people would band together, he is not able to destroy the soul. That is the part that God is responsible for. And until somebody sends away their days of grace, there is hope that they will turn to the Lord and be saved and call upon the name of Jesus Christ, because there's nobody else that you can call upon. I said in Sunday, I believe in the message, that when I went down to pray, I did not use audible words. I don't even know what I said, but I know this, that I prayed believing in Jesus in my heart, that Jesus, if Jesus would just hear my prayer, I would be saved. And I'm still believing today that no matter what it is that I have need of or have want or situations that might arise, that if somebody can get hold of God through the name of Jesus Christ, I know the outcome is going to be different than what I'm looking for. And I'll put this in and I'll move on. How many of us, when something happens, we automatically expect that the worst is going to be the outcome of it. But folks, if we could just get a hold of the Lord in the time that news comes to us, I promise you, in His name, folks, the judgment that is to come will not come, because Jesus has the power to change what is the expected outcome of the situation of our life. And sometimes we just get caught up in it and we throw up our hands and say, I'll just have to wait and see what happens. You don't have to wait and see if you know Jesus Christ. You can call upon His name, because you have the authority to use the power of attorney through His name, calling upon God and expecting God to move today. He not only says that, but He also says that even when we pray, and I believe I touched on that one on Sunday, that we can't even pray unless we invoke the power of attorney and pray in the name of Jesus. Every prayer we have, folks, we can pray it in His name. We can pray it because people say, well, I wish you'd tell us what is the limit of this power of attorney that we have. And just bear with me for a few minutes. I got some points to cover, and then I'll get to that. But we have the right to go to God. He said, come boldly before the throne room. Bring our petitions to the Lord. Let them be known of Him. And then don't get up and go back to our seats and expect the same thing to happen that we expected when we went to church, but expect God to move on our part, on our behalf, on the behalf of our loved ones, and we will see how much God can do when we go in His name. And He also says that we can't even praise Him without calling upon the name of Jesus. You ever tried to give Lord praise any other way? I've seen folks do it in many different forms. If it's not in the name of Jesus, all it is a show. But when people are serious, they don't care who sees them. They don't care what somebody might say about them. They don't care if somebody might make fun of them. When the Lord lays it upon their heart, they come to give the Lord praise. It doesn't matter what somebody else might think. Tara, you know, testifying tonight, and I'll use that. To some folks, that might sound silly. But folks, when God moves and He puts it upon our hearts, it doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is. We ought to look up and thank God in the name of Jesus that He took care of that situation. Has the Lord blessed anybody this week at all? Then what we ought to be able to do is praise Him in the name of Jesus for what He has done for us today. It wasn't the government that did it. It wasn't the job that did it. But it was God that moved in our lives and changed the way that we saw even this day. And not just that, but He woke us up this morning. He gave us health and strength. And as I said just a few minutes ago, we've all got aches and pains. But when you compare our little aches and pains to what others are going through, you and I ought to be the happiest people there is in the world. We ought to look forward to lifting up the name of Jesus Christ in our praise. And then He also says this in the book of Colossians, and I've got my big marker there with a big piece of paper, I should say, that when we begin to praise the Lord, what is the limit to our ability within this document that God has given to us that explains the power of attorney that we have today? As I said in the opening of the message tonight, that the power of attorney can only act according to what the document says. And I want you to know tonight that this document says in it that there's all things, whatever it is that we have need of, we have access in the name of Jesus to go to God and expecting God to move on our behalf. In the book of Colossians, it says it like this, that in the 17th verse of the 3rd chapter, He says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Everything we do by word or deed, we can do it in the name of Jesus Christ and expect God to hear and to move on our behalf. And people say, well, what does all really cover? And I have no Webster's dictionary to look up the word of all, but I believe every one of us understands. All means anything that we would have need of. He said that if we would let the Lord know anything we have need of, anything, any mountain that we need moved, anything that stands between us and where God wants us to go, anything that prevents us from serving God, anything that comes upon our heart's desires, and God will hear and answer our prayers as long as it's within the confines of this letter. Has anybody read the letter that He has given to us that explains the power of attorney? It teaches us that in this book, it teaches us anything we need for our families, we can call upon the Lord. Anything we need for our homes, we can call upon the Lord. Anything we need for our schools, we can call upon the Lord. Anything we need for our government or our nation, we can call upon upon the Lord. And anything that we would need in our personal lives, we can call upon the name of the Lord. It teaches us how to raise our children. It teaches us how to have a home. It teaches about our finances. Everything we have need of, Brother Jim, the Lord put it in the power of attorney document that He gave to us. And He said this, what you have seen me do for others, you can expect me to do the same thing for you. Sometimes Brandon or Roger will see me do something for Tiffany, and they'll say, now, Dad, would you do the same thing for me? And they know the answer. I wouldn't do one thing for one of my children that I wouldn't do for all three of them today. Well, we are the children of God, are we not? What He's done for our brothers and sisters, because they exercise the power of attorney, we know that God will do the same thing for us, because the letter states it very clearly. Whatsoever you have need of, bring it to the Lord, and He will hear and answer your prayer. We have full access tonight. There is nothing He talks about that these things that we do in word or deed. The Bible tells us, you remember Jesus said unto them, when it talked about the deeds, talking about the children, and there when they was all gathered around, and He said that these are the ones that represent the kingdom of God. He says, if you do it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. He said unto them that was there, He also said it like this. He said that I was thirsty and you didn't give me to drink. I was hungry and you didn't give me to eat. I was in prison and you didn't visit me. You say, well, what does that have to do with having the right to the power of attorney? Jesus said, if you've done it to my brother, you've done it to me today. Everything we do, we ought to do it in the name of Jesus. And Brother Eli, you and I have talked about this, and I shared it with the church over the years in messages that when I've seen people standing on the street and they have a sign that says that they're homeless, they're broke, or they're hungry, and I take money out of my pocket and I give it to them. And some folks say I wouldn't do that because you don't know what they're doing with it. I give it to them, expecting them to use it for what the sign says, and then it is between them and God. I don't do it that I might be seen or that I might be lifted up. Folks, we ought to have a heart of compassion, as what Jesus is saying. And everything we do, if we will do it in the name of Jesus, let me teach for a minute, then I'll preach and close. Jesus has told us this. Everything we do, God will repay us more than what we've ever done before. He's the best paymaster that there is. In fact, the least that I find in the Bible is that the Lord said is the least that you can expect in return is 30%. That's the least that's in there. Everything we do for God, if we do it in the name of Jesus, God will recompense unto us. People say, you're teaching tonight and preaching about that we ought to expect God to do something every time we do something. He's already done more for me than I could ever thank Him for. I could never pay Him for what He's already done. I don't do it expecting God to be able to receive something and make a big laundry list of things that I'm looking for God to give to me. I know what God has already done. He pulled me out of the miry pit of sin. He set my feet upon solid rock. He saved my soul. He saved my family. He's given us a home. He's given us a life. He's given us a church that has His Spirit in it. He's given us brothers and sisters that love the Lord. Folks, I couldn't ask for a better life than what God has already given to me. And I have not but just touched the tip of the iceberg, because everything I've got here does not compare to what I've got waiting over on the other side. In fact, they used to sing a song that Brother Rob and Sharon, some of y'all will remember this song, that said, it said it like this, I've got more to go to heaven for than I did yesterday. Every day, folks, heaven is a little bit sweeter because there's more waiting for us over there. The economy down here is bad. The people, instead of their money growing, it's decreasing. But there's one thing about it. When you've got your treasures laid up in heaven, they never lose value. They increase in value. And folks, we have that today to thank God for. He said if everything we do in word or deed, sometimes we just need to look at a brother and sister, and you don't even have to say it to them in an audible voice. But we ought to look at them and say, Lord, bless that need. I remember, and I didn't know about all the things that I know about today and still don't know a whole lot about the Word of God. But several years ago, Brother Raymond Hood was in church, and he was going through a very difficult time. Very difficult time. With just lost his daughter. She was diagnosed with cancer and passed away. His son was in a lot of trouble, and he physically and nor Dorothy was in the best of health. And I remember the Lord laid upon my heart. And as I was taking care of the service that night, and he was standing there testifying and requesting prayer, in my soul, I remember saying these words, Lord, I know that there's things I need in my life. I'm not telling you that everything's perfect, but tonight, whatever it is, Lord, that you wanted to give me, would you bless my brother with it? People say, why would you ever do that? God's got more than he can even give to all of you. Because sometimes, folks, in the name of Jesus, when we do it in word or deed, we'll see great things happen. He said if we see a brother that's in need, that if we have two coats, we ought to give our brother one of them. If a brother is hungry, we ought to put food on their table. People say, well, we can't take care of everybody, and God knows that. But we have never, in all that this church does for so many different people and families, we have never got to the point that we've worried about where the next dollar is going to come from to pay for the bills. People say, how does that happen? Because God takes care of it. You say, well, you put a lot of trust in God to take care of all the things that you have need of. Folks, if we don't have our trust in God, we're going to lose everything. But when we have our trust in Him, you remember when they was there at the temple and they talked about the one that gave a lot. And you remember the widow just had the three mites that she threw in. You remember they said who gave the most? And what was the answer? The one that gave it all. She gave all that she had. And God blessed it. Folks, there is nothing that we cannot do in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of us, and I'm preaching to myself tonight as well as on Sunday, every one of us ought to raise up and say, from this day forward, I am not going to live below my rights as a born again child of God. I have the right through the power of attorney to call upon God through Jesus' name for anything that comes by my life that is bigger than I'm able to take care of. I'm able to call upon God and say, I, through the name of Jesus, ask you, Lord, to help me in what I'm going through. People say, will he show up? Has anybody ever took it to the Lord and him not show up? And the house gets quiet. You know why? Because every one of us would have to raise both hands and say, every time I've had a need, God has provided. They used to sing a song, and I'll try not to be too much before you longer. They used to sing a song, some way or another, the Lord has provided. The Lord provided. Folks, we don't have to understand how He works. We don't have to understand the fullness of how He does it. All we need to do is have faith and believe upon Him that God is going to work it out. And some of you might say, well, we've been praying for a long time for this need or for that need or for this to change in our lives, and we still haven't seen it happen. I say, go pray another time. Pray another time in the name of Jesus. With all your heart, whatever it is, it may not even be you tonight. It might be somebody you know. It might be a family member. It might be a co-worker or a neighbor that you know that has a great need. Sometimes what we need to do is look beyond our needs and look at our brothers and sisters and speak it in word or deed and ask God to help them with what they're going through. And God knows. How many of you have had trouble this week? Anybody else? Last Wednesday night, the devil almost kept me from coming to church because the truck tore up. Believe it or not, I drove that same truck today. And I was on the way home, and I got off the exit, and as you get off the exit there, y'all know that you go down 42, that big old hill that's there. I hit my brakes, and I went all the way to the floor. I know what Jim's thinking. A Ford would look good in its place. And I thought, it's Wednesday. The devil will always come against us to try to take away our praise and worship. But you know what I've got to praise the Lord for? He made it so I could drive it the rest of the way home. Before that, I got stopped at every light. After that, the lights clicked right in motion. People say that was just coincidence. You call it whatever you want to. I believe that when people call upon God in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Lord will make a way. He'll see us safely make it through. And some folks might think, buddy, there's always trouble at your house sitting there. As long as we're in this world, we're going to have trouble. I'll close with this thought. Years ago, I remember thinking, Sister Willa Dean, that when I get to a certain age, devil and problems won't be as much then as what I'm facing now. They'll ease off as I get up in years. But I declare to you, I've not found a place yet where they've eased off. Have you? The devil still comes against every one of us. And he'll try to take away the privilege that we have in the name of Jesus to gain access to God, to get what it is we have need of. To go before Him and praise Him. To go before Him and just thank Him. Folks, it's not every time that we go before Him in the name of Jesus that we need to say, I need. Sometimes we need to say, I thank You, Lord. I praise You. I honor You for what You have done. Because if we ever see all that He has done for us, we won't have to sing You happy. We won't have to preach You happy. You'll be happy in knowing that it's the Lord that has done all things that you've had need of. Rob and Sharon, get us a song. That's enough preaching tonight. If we will just exercise the right that we have to the document that claims and states our right as the ability through the power of attorney to call upon God, to go before God. You remember that the Bible says, Jesus told them that no man could call upon my Father which is in heaven unless He goes through me. And no man can come to the Father unless I draw him. We have to go through Christ to get to God. We have access to God through Jesus Christ, His Son. If we will just use the authority that we have. Too many times we say, well, God might answer my prayer. When what we ought to be saying is, God will answer my prayer because I've exercised my legal, blood-bought, redemptive right to use the power of attorney and call upon God through His name and tell Him what it is that I have need of. I ask you, while we stand, they sing just one verse of a song and a chorus. Tonight, if you have been living below your right, you have not been praying in the name of Jesus for which is heavy upon your heart, I ask you to bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord and ask Him to help you tonight. And I promise you this. He said, I will hear all whatsoever it is that is upon your heart. And I will answer it in the name of Jesus. Would you follow your heart tonight? Are you washed in that blood? Tonight, God has been better to us than what we deserve. He's blessed every one of us here tonight. And I could preach this on a Sunday morning and say He's blessed everybody in the house because He has. Sinner and saint alike, He has blessed us. He's given us everything that we've had need of. And sometimes we don't realize all that we have I was thinking about this a few weeks ago. Let me share this with you and then get out of the way. When you have a lot, we abuse and overuse. And then when we run out, we say, I wish I had one of those back. Right? I'm afraid that we as God's people have used and abused the blessings that God has given to us. And there's going to come a day we're going to look back and we're going to say, I wish I had one of those blessings back. I wish I had one of those blessings. Folks, we're accountable for what God does for us, to give Him the praise and glory and honor that He is worthy of. And there's not a one that's been born again that should be living below their rights as a born-again child of God. I hope you got something from the Word tonight. Hope you got something that will encourage you that the next time, Christians, we're way too fast to throw up our hands and say, what am I going to do? Anybody else do that besides me? We're way too fast to throw up our hands and say, what am I going to do? When what we know we can do is take it to God in prayer. Amen. Amen. You come right on. Every one of us should be there.